I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on March 16th, 2020. The next production run of the Pinebook Pro is set to come pre-installed with Manjaro KDE. While fallout from the current global health scare may yet affect manufacturing, Pine is currently planning to open pre-orders for its next batch of laptops this Wednesday, with shipping slated for early May. Although a customized version of Manjaro will be the new default, the laptops will continue to be supported by a host of other operating systems. Work has also been continuing on upstreaming hardware support into the mainline Linux kernel, so once version 5.7 lands, any distribution image built for ARM64 ought to be able to run on the Pinebook Pro. We mentioned on Friday's show that the latest version of the Tor browser had an unfortunate JavaScript execution bug. The good news is that a workaround has now been built into the NoScript plugin, and Tor users should see an automatic update that resolves the issue. Microsoft-owned GitHub has announced that it's acquiring NPM. Both GitHub and NPM have been keen to stress that the deal should be seen as a win for developers, with additional investment planned for the JavaScript package management ecosystem. And GitHub has promised continuing support for NPM's existing paid customers. If you'd like additional details, you can find them in today's show notes. Google has released a new open-source library to help data scientists easily work with infinite-width neural networks. A large class of Bayesian neural networks converge to simpler models called Gaussian processes as they approach the infinite-width limit. As these can be described using straightforward linear algebra, they can be useful to data scientists investigating the behavior of their models. Google's new Neural Tangents library lets users construct and train ensembles of infinitely wide networks using only 5 lines of code, massively simplifying an otherwise very complex process. Let's wrap up today with some community news. The result of the Open Source Initiative's recent board election saw Josh Simmons return to office, with Megan Saniki and Italo Vignoli joining him. Saniki is an open source strategist at Google and will also bring her experience as former executive director of the Drupal Association to the role. Vignoli is a longtime OpenOffice and LibreOffice advocate and previously an OSI board member until 2019, so already knows the organization well. The weekend also saw the FSF announce the winners of its annual Free Software Awards. Clarissa Borges and Jim Maring picked up individual prizes, and the Let's Encrypt project scooped the FSF's main award for projects working towards the social benefit of others. And our congratulations go out to all of them. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/124.